Hello, welcome to the Girl and Duck podcast. I'm Jen Storer, acclaimed children's book author and chief inspirationalist. That's not a term I made up. At girlandduck.com, creative writing, creative life. At Girl and Duck, I take you on a journey from exploring the art of kidlit creation right through to mastering the art of kidlit creation. To find out more about the courses and products that I offer, pop over to the website. You're bound to find inspiration and support and something to absolutely love over there. That's www.girlandduck.com. But in the meantime, stick around because we've got lots to talk about. I had a question that came in this morning, a letter, an email, and it was for Duck Pond office hours this morning, which is our group coaching call, but it came in too late for me to talk about it in the group. But I also thought I'd talk about it here on the podcast because it's such an important issue to talk about, and it reminded me of when I used to do Q&Q Friday. A lot of the questions that I got during those years were along these lines. They were less about the technicalities of writing or publishing, and more about the emotional and psychological turmoil that this puts us all through, this choice of pursuing becoming a published author or illustrator. You know, one of the things I've said a lot over the years is that making the choice to pursue this sort of a dream or goal is really plunges you into a personal development boot camp, and I certainly stick by that. It's really tough. Like, there's no doubt about it. It's a tough choice, and you will have to wrestle a lot of demons as you go along in terms of you know, coping with rejection, frustration, impatience, being humbled, constantly humbled, you know, when you think you've done something great and then you find out it's not so great after all, or it needs a lot of work, or it needs a lot of rewriting. You know, there's all sorts of things that you have to grapple with, and that makes you, and that's why it's a personal development boot camp, because you have to, if you're going to thrive and be well, then you need to find healthy ways to deal with all this stuff. And for me, you know, my journey's been fairly short by comparison to a lot of people, but, you know, I'd say, like, I've had a, you know, 20 plus year journey, and I've found that for me it's been a slow acceptance of the fact that nothing that we achieve in the world of ego, which is what we're trying to do when we're trying to get published, nothing that we achieve in the world of ego, it will ever satisfy the deeper longings that we have, the deep longing for wholeness, for lasting happiness, for connection to something bigger than ourselves. So I don't want to stray too much into the spiritual discussion, because that's not what this format is for, but I do want to say that that's what's helped me. That's what's helped me get a perspective on all this and allow me to thrive and grow and make choices that feel empowered, rather than be feeling always like I'm being pushed around by the universe and by the industry, you know, and about the choices of others, because so much of what we pin so much of our hopes and dreams for success on others, because it is out of our control. whether or not we get published, whether or not our books are purchased, whether or not we have a decent print run, whether or not we have a return and get another book to come up, another book up after the first one, and so on and so forth, to try and build that career. It relies on so many stars lining up for us and so many other people, and it's very much out of our control. And then when we do have success in that arena, it's sometimes it's sort of like a hollow victory, because the success is fleeting, because it's the world of ego. So, but it takes a long time for us as human beings to get to a point where we accept that nothing we do in the land of ego will ever satisfy us. We'll always wake up the next morning, as Wayne Dyer used to say, with another post-it note stuck to our forehead saying, and now I want to do this, and now I want to do this, and now what, now what, now what. And so this is why it's not just a personal development boot camp, but it's also a spiritual development boot camp, if you allow it to be. And not everybody takes that route. Not everybody needs that sort of, perhaps feels the need or the calling even in that direction. But certainly for me, that's what it's been about. You know, the whole game of being a published author and playing in that very competitive, tough arena, it sort of brought me to my knees many, many times. And so I've needed to find other ways to thrive and other places to focus my, for want of a better word, to focus my love. I don't want to spend my life loving something that can't love me back. And, you know, the children's book industry can't love me back. It's, for a start, it's not real. Okay, it's not real. So nothing, you know, nothing built by the ego is real. It doesn't have any sustenance to it. And so for me, I've had to find other ways so that I could keep playing in the field, keep playing in the industry, keep playing with writing and illustrating, and keep loving it and enjoying it, and particularly, you know, loving and enjoying the people that I come into contact with, but also knowing that underpinning that I have something richer. And that's why being a published author led me, in tandem led me down a spiritual path as well. And some of you would know a lot, you know, quite a bit about my spiritual path, especially those of you who have followed for a little while. I had a YouTube channel where I talked a little bit more openly about where I was headed with my spirituality and stuff like that. I haven't felt the need to be on that channel for a long time though, because my spiritual journey has become deeper and more private, and I'm less able to, at this point in time, articulate exactly what's going on with it, because it does feel deeper. So this person, long story short, this person, lovely person, wrote to me this morning with this really raw email, and I saw so much in her of what I saw in myself and what I've seen for many, many times over the years in Girl and Duck. And that is that feeling of, is this all worth it? You know, one of the things she said was she really underestimated the toll that it would take on her pursuing this dream, and also, you know, the guilt that she is carrying. She feels guilty because it hasn't paid off. Okay, and she feels that she's not contributing enough to the family and all these sorts of things. And so much of this, you know, we can go at it from a kind of, intellectual space and we can start talking about the patriarchy and the structure of society and a society that makes mothers and women feel guilty for pursuing their dreams and spending money on their dreams and all that sort of stuff. Or we can go a little bit deeper and say, and be more gentle with ourselves and more respectful of ourselves as human beings who have, whose right it is to explore their callings. I mean, basically, it's your right. Despite whether you're a mother or not a mother, or whether you've got kids or haven't got kids, you're still a human being who has the right to find and explore self-expression. And if that's through writing, then that's great. And then if writing is starting to become a burden, then it's okay to put it down. Like, put it down. Give up. See what happens. Just allow yourself to stop striving. There's so much striving, you know, so much energy going into striving in this industry, and pushing and trying to force things to happen. And we know what happens when we push against the river. It never works. It always cuts up ugly. Okay? So I think it's really important that we always have this get out of jail free card, you know, that we can pull out any time and say, okay, this is actually not making me feel happy. It's not giving me the joy that I thought. Maybe I was in love with a ghost, you know, of no substance. Maybe this isn't the path for me. And I think when you give up, then you allow new energy to come in. You give yourself a chance to relax. You give yourself a chance to regroup and reassess. And then you can say, you know, feeling rejuvenated, you can come back to it if you want to and jump back on the horse. Or you can go, you know what, I think I'll try something else now. And, of course, when you let go of one dream, it won't be long before something else comes in to take its place. We're all multi-passionate. We've all got multiple interests. I mean, the world is a banquet. You know, there's a banquet of choices for us to follow and pursue and explore. So it's not the end of the world, and certainly not the end of your world, if you decide, I tried this thing, I gave it my best, I got a lot from it, but not exactly what I wanted or what I thought I wanted. I think I'll go off now and dream another dream. So it's... And that takes maturity. This is the thing. It takes emotional, psychological, and I believe spiritual maturity to come to these decisions. And that's why this can feel, you know, choosing this journey can feel so hard, because you're being forced to grow. You're being forced to grow. You've chosen a path that's forcing you to really make choices and to be a sovereign being. If you want to thrive, you know. So I just wanted to, you know, chat a little bit around that today and say it's I think a really beautiful affirmation can be, it's safe for me to create. It's safe for me to explore, you know, especially if you are a mum and you are in that situation where you're feeling guilty, to remember that guilt is not yours. It's guilt, it's your conditioning. A patriarchal society will condition you to feel guilty if you are not putting everybody else before you. A patriarchal society that's built on an economic model like ours is also designed to make you feel guilty if you're not earning cash, as if that's some measure of your intrinsic value. It's not. It's not. It's just some kind of superimposed framework that's been placed over your beautiful, delicate psyche at a really, really young age. And so it's important to shine a light on that guilt and question it. And question your right to pursue your dreams in your own time and in your own way. You have a right to do that. It's a God-given right. So, again, all these things, you know, it is very much, you do have to, you are confronted with a lot of challenges and a lot of demons when you go on this journey. But if you underpin it with something richer and something steadier and something more compassionate, then you will thrive and you will enjoy what you're doing, and you will be able to see that there are so many benefits to taking on something as enormous as this. You know, you learn. It's not, I've said this before, it's not about the book that you write, it's about who you become as you write the book. I'll say that again. It's not about the book that you write, it's about who you become as you write the book. Because that's where the growth takes place, and that's what's all important. And that's where all the biggest lessons come in. And that's where you meet others and make friendships and form bonds and learn from each other. That's the juice of a journey like this. You know, it is, you need to be very proud that you've undertaken something. You know, you're not just settling for whatever life's dished up to you. You haven't just settled for the easy route, you know, the small comfort zone. You're actually putting yourself out there. You're in the ring, you know, you're in the boxing ring, and that's got, you know, you're going to take some blows, and you're going to have time out, and you're going to get some bruises, but that's all because you are fighting the good fight. And again, I am not for one minute saying, hang in there, hang in there, hang in there, if you don't want to. And I can never, ever, ever say to you that never give up because, you know, eventually you'll break through. I don't know if you'll break through. How could I know that? No one can know that. You know, we take the example of people who have never given up and who have succeeded in a big way. We take that as proof that, you know, you should never give up. But there's a gazillion other people who tried and tried and tried and didn't break through. So, you know, it's all about tapping into yourself and how you feel and nurturing yourself. This is extreme self-care. This is extreme self-awareness. And self-inquiry, you know, it's ongoing on a journey like this. I hope this is helpful for you. I hope that I'm trying to just talk about this sort of thing from a different perspective. You know, I don't want to pretend that this isn't incredibly nuanced, and that it's ongoing and complex, and there are not I don't want to give, you know, glib answers or rah-rah answers to embattled authors. That's not what I want to do. I want to say there's a lot going on here. There's a lot of subtleties to this. And there's a lot of complexities to the way that you may or may not be feeling about your journey, the way you may be feeling about your success, or measuring your success, or dictating what success should look like and should feel like. Okay? And also, I just want to shine a light on that delusion, that being a published author is going to be a panacea for everything. You know, this is, I talk to business women about this too. I have done in the past, to say, you know, this is, your business is not a rom-com. That's not how it's going to work out. You know, you're not going to just start a business or have your book published and then ride off into the sunset, done and dusted. because nothing out there in the world of ego will ever fill that gap, fill that longing that is much deeper than just achieving things in the outer world. So again, for me, it's been about having a spiritual journey alongside of the journey that I'm having in the material world and the creative journey. A lot of creativity to me is spiritual, but a lot of it's not either. So we can always go deeper. So yeah, I just kind of thought I might put that out there today and see if it lands with any of you, and let you know that you're not alone when you feel like, you know, when you feel battered by the whole thing, and you start questioning your choices and the value of what you're doing. You're not alone in that. It's very much part and parcel of the journey. And it's about you reaching a point of emotional and psychological and spiritual maturity so that you can perhaps, you know, ask the right questions of yourself, and then consider what might be the right move next. Okay, I'll talk to you again soon. Bye for now. Thanks for hanging out with me today. If you want more ducky goodness, pop over to the website www.girlandduck.com, or you can find me on Instagram at Jen E. Storer, J-E-N-E-S-T-O-R-E-R. Bye for now.